Leadership has become a billion-dollar industry built on inspirational stories and feel-good advice. But what if everything we've been taught about leadership is based on hope rather than evidence? Jeffrey Pfeffer's Leadership BS delivers a sobering diagnosis. Despite $14 to $50 billion spent annually on leadership development in the U.S. alone, our workplaces remain remarkably toxic. Only 30% of American workers feel engaged, nearly half have experienced workplace bullying, and an astounding 35% would forfeit a substantial raise just to see their boss fired. This disconnect between investment and outcome represents a catastrophic failure. The leadership industry has created a massive ecosystem of books, workshops, and programs promising better leaders, yet leadership quality continues to deteriorate. Why? Unlike medicine, which underwent rigorous reform through the Flexner Report of 1910, anyone can become a leadership expert without credentials or evidence-based knowledge. Most leadership development focuses on aspirational models disconnected from workplace realities. And perhaps most damning, programs typically measure participant satisfaction rather than actual behavioral changes or workplace improvements. As McKinsey consultants noted, this failure to measure meaningful results is precisely why leadership development programs fail. Leadership literature champions humility as essential, assuming humble leaders make employees feel recognized. Yet reality shows the opposite. Immodesty, narcissism, and unwarranted self-confidence help people attain and maintain leadership positions. Leadership roles involve ambiguity, enabling confirmation bias. When someone projects confidence convincingly, observers interpret information to confirm their competence. Research shows self-promotion correlates positively with hiring recommendations, while overconfident individuals achieve higher status. Many renowned CEOs exhibited narcissistic traits, including Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and Jack Welch. Studies show narcissistic CEOs tend to have more entrepreneurial orientations, take bolder actions, and demonstrate better strategic thinking. During the 2007 financial crisis, narcissistic CEOs recovered more successfully due to their bias for action. This creates a dilemma for women and ethnic minorities, who typically display more modesty than white males. While women might question if they deserve a promotion, men typically wonder why it took so long, potentially explaining persistent leadership gaps. Similarly, authenticity has gained tremendous traction in leadership discourse. The premise seems unassailable. Leaders should be in tune with their basic nature. But success often requires substantial inauthenticity and self-regulation. Leaders must do what their followers and society require, not what they personally feel like doing. As Allison Davis Blake described, "I have to be on all the time. I have to be positive and upbeat and confident even when I don't feel that way." People need to develop behaviors that make them effective, regardless of comfort zones. Nelson Mandela exemplified this. He was, at various times, a black nationalist and a non-racialist, an opponent of armed struggle, and an advocate of violence. At Intel, Andy Grove insisted shy managers attend Wolf School, where they learn to forcefully present ideas. Act powerful, and you become powerful. Leadership advice champions honesty, yet lying remains pervasive among leaders, suggesting deception carries few penalties and may even be advantageous. While some leaders like Ken Thierry of DaVita prioritize transparency with no brag, just facts cultures, such candor is exceptional. Most leaders lie with minimal consequences, from Senator John Kyle's false claims later dismissed as not intended to be factual, to tobacco executives denying health risks despite contrary internal research. Deception permeates all levels. A survey found 45% of sales executives heard representatives lying about delivery times. Resume fraud is so common that executive search firms verify all claims, yet rarely disqualify candidates as the applicant pools would be too small. Leaders lie because benefits outweigh risks. Whistleblowers typically face poor career prospects. Financial deceivers rarely suffer permanent consequences, and deception helps leaders achieve goals by preventing opposition. While trust is considered fundamental to leadership, the 2013 Edelman Trust Barometer revealed fewer than 1 in 5 respondents believed business leaders would tell the truth about difficult issues. Yet, organizations continue functioning despite widespread distrust. Roderick Kramer's research indicates humans are evolutionarily predisposed to trust as a survival mechanism, often trusting too readily. More concerning, our ability to identify untrustworthy people is remarkably poor, as evidenced by Bernie Madoff's $65 billion Ponzi scheme that deceived even sophisticated investors. In the U.S. military, officers traditionally eat after enlisted men, a practice reflecting servant leadership. Despite this ideal's appeal, such behavior remains the exception, not the rule. Organizational resources typically flow upward. During difficult times, leaders protect their positions while frontline employees bear the brunt of cuts. Administration grows during good times but resists downsizing during downturns. Failed executives often leave with massive severance packages while workers face wage cuts and layoffs. The CEO-to-worker pay ratio has expanded from 20-to-1 in 1965 to over 200-to-1 today, despite minimal correlation between executive compensation and company performance. Leaders fail to prioritize others' interests for key psychological reasons. Physical and social separation, executive floors, private planes, reserved parking, distances them from employees. Humans naturally help those similar to themselves. Additionally, leaders protect their self-esteem by externalizing problems. GM executives blamed union benefits instead of product quality. Airline executives blame unionized employees rather than flawed service strategies. The harsh reality of modern workplaces is that employers rarely reward past contributions, focusing instead on future potential. Studies show 55% of employees report broken recruitment promises. This pattern extends to universities dropping athletic scholarships for injured players and teams discarding expensive players. Though reciprocity is considered a universal moral norm, it functions differently in workplace settings. Research shows people feel less obligated to repay favors in organizational contexts than personal ones, viewing employment as transactional rather than carrying moral obligations. Even exceptional leaders like George Zimmer of Men's Warehouse, who created an employee-friendly culture, can be suddenly removed, as happened when Zimmer was fired as chairman. His departure triggered immediate cultural changes that undermined the employee-first environment despite protests. With leaders often proving unreliable and companies routinely breaking implicit bargains, the solution is clear: look out for your own interests. If you have a caring leader, appreciate it, but don't expect it to last. Self-reliance helps you avoid disappointment and career setbacks from depending on others. The leadership industry fails by favoring inspiration over evidence and aspiration over reality. Unlike medicine's objective approach, leadership development often ignores uncomfortable facts. Many successful leaders contradict prescribed behaviors. Carly Fiorina brooked no opposition. Lyndon Johnson verbally abused aides, and Steve Jobs frequently steved employees. Critics dismiss these examples despite these leaders' undeniable power and achievements. To transform workplaces, we must act on evidence rather than wishes. We typically value leaders' stated principles over observable behaviors. Research often contradicts leadership bromides, with one study finding interaction with outsiders and socializing/politicking most correlated with managerial success. The leadership problem stems from disconnections between words and actions, prescriptions and behaviors, and what people want, uplifting stories, versus what they need, truth. Reconnecting with reality requires confronting uncomfortable truths rather than recycling inspiring sentiments. Only then can we build workplaces that actually work for everyone.